Hi, it is my honor to introduce the next event. I asked how they would like to be introduced, and I think they came up with the perfect introduction with Revolutionary Love, Poetry by Voices of Liberation.
Yeah, that's it right there. Yo, right now, we ready to get it popping. Ready for action, never heavy with talking, never ending, we keeping it moving. The struggle continues, the revolution ending, all the trouble we've been through. It's simple, all you gotta do is get your mind right, and then get prepared to strike when the time's right. You got a nine, right? Well, what you doing with it? Where you aiming, what you hitting, who you shooting with it? We can't get stupid with it, we need some troopers in it. The prosecutor's always locking up a new defendant, and they gon' take over the hood unless you defend it. It ain't gon' happen unless me and you begin it. Revolution, come in, revolution. Right here, revolution, come in, revolution. You know what I got to say, all my people just rock this way. Not today, we don't with the cops in play. Shots get sprayed on the block for days and crack fiends with no greens. I don't know what it is, some way that we live that makes me want to grab a gun and let it spray the pig. But if I did that, they take away my life forever, unless I had a team of cats to come and fight together. So who's down? I mean, I'm ready when you are. Don't want to let it happen this way, but they took it too far. I hate to say it, but we have no other options. They watching. Gangsters gotta get the guns cocked in. Revolution, come in. Revolution, right here. Revolution, come in. Thank y'all. I apologize about the singing, too.
Short, y'all. I'm sorry. Actually, I'm not sorry. I'm proud of my shortness. Peace, y'all. How y'all doing? I know my brother asked you a couple times, but just making sure, how are y'all doing? All right. I had originally wanted to read a piece that I had just memorized. I was really proud of myself. I was like, yes, fourth piece memorized in like 5 years of poetry. Yes. But actually, my good friend, Miss Sophia Elijah, told me about somebody I know who is departing very soon. And I felt like it would only be right if I read a poem in like homage to him. He's not homage to him. Yeah, so I'm gonna do that right now. Are y'all ready? Okay. Sad to say that I heard of your conviction. Excuse me. Damn, Jesse, just rubbing off, ain't it? Jeez. Sad to say that I heard of your condition first through a Jericho email. It doesn't matter how many people get shot or how I contemplate the minuteness of this life and these people in the grand scheme of things. Sickness always devastates. It digs real deeps and nests right at the base of my belly, and I can't ignore it. No matter how much I remind myself that disease don't care if you're black, white, Latina, Asian, Christian, Buddhist, Taoist, Baptist, homeless, rich, a mother, a brother, a leader. Disease is just trying to live like the rest of us. But I keep wondering if the trees weep for each other when money-driven imperialists butcher their counterparts. Do blue jays weep for their fallen chicks like my pores mourn your soon disperse? It ain't cliche. The good die young. Much like Grandma Augie, whose soul's big enough to swallow oceans, and Ray, who got straight A's and ascended, and you, who preaches love and was tortured for your belief in justice and calls me shorty and smiles a lot. I'll miss that more than my broken iPod and scuffed shoes.
Yeah.
It's the ballot or the bullet, and I took up arms as I composed this poem. We transformed these ghetto streets into liberated zones. We got our finger on the trigger, aiming one to the sun, where our ancestors breathe through the images we paint. You can clearly see that it's my people living in poverty. You witness drive-bys taking lives, 15 buried inside a casket while the government lies and despises how we rise, because we're willing to die to turn our dream into reality. Visualize Vietnam. Visualize Vietnam in Boston, and if we survive the rebellion, our poetry may reflect the voice of liberation. Uprising in the ghettos of the uprising in the penitentiaries of your mind. We speak to resist being jailed with no bail, cause our politics reveals systematic change to the system, only allowing us to celebrate our ancestors' struggle once a month. They denied us our history, not allowing us, the minorities, to breathe in the freedom that intoxicates our soul from the roots of the tree. I elevate my thinking, and from the bottom of the barrel, I took up the legacy of the Black Panther marching in the streets as I raise my fist and I scream all power to the people. Yeah.
I know how y'all doing, somebody's gonna ask. I just wanna say all power to the people and get started. Katherine Johnson, age 92, plain clothes, knocks, rolled up and kicked the door down. Poor old lady, frightened at the sound, grabbed the firearm and let off three rounds. 5-0 would turn fire, blew her away. Think about that, I don't have anything else to say. Sean Bell, age 23, on the way to a bachelor party, rammed into an unmarked minivan. Police hopped out and fired 50 shots at the unarmed man. Father of two dead, his friends badly wounded, would die at the hands of these terrorists every day, and whether they're to blame is being disputed. Remember old Mr. Diallo and what happened when he preached for his wallet? 41 shots, an accident, they called it. Stephen Waldorf, 26, sitting in traffic, mistaken identity, shot 5 times in the head but wasn't meant to be. Harry Stanley, 46-year-old painter, left the local club with no idea he'd be dead moments later. He walked home carrying a table leg and a plastic bag. 5-0 were tipped off it was a gun that he had. They shouted at him from behind at 15 feet, and when he turned around, they shot him down dead in the street. Gene Charles Menendez, electrician mistaken for a suicide bomber. It would seem immigration is just bad karma. 11 dum-dum bullets to the head and 1 to the shoulder left his face unrecognizable when it was over. The officers involved are always acquitted, but when it comes to us, they're so sure that we did it. An alibi or actual evidence, the prosecution invents some BS and calls it precedence. Jailhouse snitches got to give something worthwhile to cop a plea and be free. Jails are full of us, the minority. Cochran's dead now, but we ain't never had that kind of money. Innocent as a newborn, but locked up for years. You could be the next Reuben Carter, and trust me, no one cares. All it takes is a coerced witness or a forged document to get you forever trapped in the pen. The masses will never miss you. Your importance minimized like Bernard Rustin. How long has Mumia been locked away? And still they can't tell us if it was his gun that shot that man today. And don't forget Peltier. They all but said he didn't do it, but they locked him up anyway. There's no such thing as innocence. You're guilty till jail is shot. That's why we incarcerate drug abusers and teens caught smoking pot. Hampton, Huey P. and the Panthers. Damn, man, didn't they have the answer? Passed out free food and shoes, but the FBI killed him slow like cancer. Every time we fight back, COINTELPRO disrupts and destroys the gunfire, lies, and false accusation. It's sad enough to make you forget we live in a first world nation. People like Ashanti Takor and Angela Davis are not the villain. They're just bedtime stories full of bull-faced lies to brainwash our children.
So how am I going to follow that? But right. Is this still working? All right, cool. I rock the RBG bandana like 8Ks, rock clips shake like bananas, but I'm not holding a hammer, rather the pen and the pad. Conditions is bad, but the awareness is worse. The people are cursed by a veil of brainwashed ignorance that circles the earth. Freedom's flag-covered casket is coming back from a rack and a hearse, and justice is coming back. Still blind, but now raped, beaten, and bruised. Millions were murdered in her name. Needless to say, she feels used. We got 66% accuracy, smart missiles that cruise, pointed at any country whose leader don't share our views. I say, fuck the president and the lies that he spews. The history of genocide didn't end blend with the Jews. Truth and reality isn't limited to teleprompt cues. And there's more to information than what you hear on Fox News. There's more to hip hop than Hot 977. And there's more to terrorism than September 11th. There's more to making change than writing letters to your Senate. Cause the government doesn't function the way that they present it. Forget the war and the poor and the dead bodies lining the streets. Cause all it takes is oral sex for the president to get impeached. And listen to me, cause I'm not trying to preach. I'm providing them an alternative to the lies public education is supposed to teach. It's their goal to keep success out of everyone's reach, unless they white males who come from a decent family. Decent referring to the seven figures they earn annually. Decent referring to the number of people they can oppress. And decent referring to how many slaves cleaned up their mess. Decent referring to daddy's stock holdings. And decent referring to the power to stop voting, because their checkbook is worth more than a million ballots. And good old boy racism is one of their primary talents. There's so much negativity in the world, and I try to be the balance, but it's hard to remain positive under the Eagles' talents. Stop the racism, the sexism, homophobia, and violence. I want the captives set free and the pigs to turn in their guns, because I'm going to show you the power of the people without funds. I'm going to show you what happens when the oppressed rise up against you, because it's your victims, America, that'll be the ones to end you.
All right, I want y'all to repeat after me. Ain't no power like the power of the people.
Ain't no power like the power of the people.
Cause the power of the people.
Cause the power of the people.
Don't stop. Say what?
Say what?
Ain't no power.
Ain't no power.
Like the power of the people.
Like the power of the people.
Cause the power of the people don't stop.
Cause the power of the people don't stop.
Say what?
What?
Now let's say that together. Ain't no power like the power of the people, cause the power of the people don't stop. Say what? Alright. Y'all got that. Alright, the title of this poem is My Ancestors. And it was written by yours truly. The same tree that you sit under is the same tree that my ancestors hung from. The tree that you wear on your clothing is the same tree as well. Black bodies swinging to the tune of the wind, bloodshot eyes bulging out of their now free male bodies. But they are living through me. The way I walk, speak, and think is all of my ancestors. They are me and all that I hope to be. I am a walking reflection of their hopes and dreams. Their soul lives deep within me, so envy me if you wish. I am more than you see on the surface. My ancestors' struggle is my pain. My ancestors' love is my heartbeat. My ancestors' preservation is my compassion. Envy me if you wish. I am more than what you see on the surface. The past of my people speaks for me. The past is a reflection of who I am. My ancestors whisper through me. I convey what they want and wish. They are my strength. They are the tears that flow from my beautiful brown eyes. My ancestors are more than what you read in textbooks. They are more than the month of February. They are more than an expression of blackness. That is only seen in February. My black pride seen all year round. Red, black, green, all power lives within me. For my ancestors are me, my ancestors.